My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho. He represents the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District, and he was one of 3 different Republican members today whose name was placed in nomination to be Speaker of the House in competition with current GOP Speaker John Boehner, who ultimately did, in fact, clinch a 3rd term on the first ballot. We want to get the congressman's reaction to how things played out today and why he threw his hat into the ring in the first place. And Congressman Yoho, Happy New Year. Thanks for your time today.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me on. Well, obviously, things didn't turn out the way we had planned, but we put forth the effort, and people spoke up and said what was on their mind, and they elected Mr. Boehner as our next speaker, and I look forward to working with him for the next 2 years to make this the best Congress ever, the 114th, the most productive.
So now that this is over, and we'll get back to the process in just a minute, do you see this as a unifying time now for the conference?
I think it's, for me personally, I can speak for myself, the vote happened. We did what we could to change speaker. It didn't happen, and so Mr. Boehner is the speaker. So from this point forward, we need to get back to business.
When you were going about over the past few days trying to discuss this with other members, trying to get votes for yourself or simply not to get votes for John Boehner, regardless of what other candidates the members might have voted for, what was your major pitch to them, and what mostly did you hear in response?
The major pitch was what we've heard over the course of the last 2 years. They wanted stronger leadership. They wanted somebody that was willing to stand up to leadership and to the president, holding the president accountable. And, you know, a lot of people talk, but when it comes time to show up, their tune changes. And I think that was evident today. But I am very proud of the people that did stand up, the 24 that went in public and stated where they stood on the leadership. But what we have to agree on now is this is a new Congress. We've got a speaker in place. We just need to get to work solving problems for the American people. And our goal is to work and bring up that legislation that we can have input on and move forward on that.
Congressman, from what you just said, it sounds like you had either more guaranteed commitments or at least tentative commitments from folks who ultimately didn't support you or at least vote against the current speaker. Discuss that a little bit more.
Well, I don't want to talk about any specific members,
sure. But
there are members that said, well, if you hit 20 votes, we'll jump on and vote with you. But if you don't have that many, we're not going to. And when we hit that, you can't find them. And, again, a lot of people like to complain, gripe, and moan about how bad things are. I'm the person that, you know, if you're going to complain about it, do something about it. So the people that have been complaining and griping about Mr. Boehner and the lack of leadership and all that, they had a chance to act today to change that. They didn't. So from this point forward for the next 2 years, it should be a moot point. Nobody should complain, and we just need to get down to pass the best legislation we can.
Congressman, the last time we talked to you was just before, I guess probably maybe a week or two before the Cromnibus vote, and you had introduced legislation that specifically declared the president's executive actions on immigration to be unconstitutional. That was seen as part of a major compromise here. So at that point, you seem to be in a decent, at least on that issue, a decent working relationship with the leadership. Is how that turned out a major factor in why you decided to challenge Mr. Boehner?
Well, you know, and maybe that's just the inherent nature of who we are as Americans. You know, we've grown up in a country that honors free speech. If I can't speak what's on my mind, if I can't do what the people of my district sent me up here and have that voice of dissension without fear of retribution, I'm not in a free country. That would be something you would expect in China, Cuba, or any other communist country. I came up to speak my mind because the people knew I would do that, and I told them I was willing to challenge leadership. We did that. We said what we had to say. We've got handed the results, and Mr. Boehner's the speaker. And so we just need to move forward from that point.
Now, of course, the legislation that you introduced and was passed in the House died in the Senate because at that time the Democrats had control. Is there any plan or any commitment from leadership to bring this up again now that Republicans control both sides of the Hill?
We are going to introduce that piece of legislation again this week. That legislation will go out. Senator Rand Paul is offering a Senate version of it with the same language, which is significant because that is a good bill. That's a good bill for America, and it reins the president back into the boundaries of the Constitution. And so, yes, we look forward to reintroducing that. We look forward to passing the House, and we look forward to passing the Senate. And it's going to go to the president, and the president is going to have to make a decision in front of the American people. I side with the Constitution or I'm going to vote against it. You know, he's got to tell the American people. And this is not an anti-immigration bill. This is a bill that reins in the president from the overreach of the executive power that he thinks he has, which he doesn't. And it reins them back in to where we can fix immigration. His policies is going to make the situation worse. And until we secure the border and enforce laws on the books, we can't move forward on immigration. And what he's doing is going to make the problem worse.
Congressman,
sorry for a long answer.
That's okay. The next showdown, though, could be on the reconsideration here of Department of Homeland Security funding, because the crime omnibus only took that till the end of February, and that'll be a fight over funding of the president's program when it comes to immigration. So what will you be demanding of the Republican leaders on that particular vote?
We're introducing a companion bill that strips all funding from any government agency, and we're going to do what we can to block it from private agencies to process any work permits to people here illegally that come from the president's November 20th executive movement that he did. No money from the federal government will be used to process any of those. And I feel very sure that you'll see that pass.
Well,
that's not the way to fix immigration. That's going to make, again, it's going to make the situation worse.
Well, two major pieces of legislation, three really, as we look forward to the business here of the new Congress in the coming weeks. Sir, thank you very much for your time today. I know it's been a very busy stretch for you here.
Hey, I enjoy you giving me the opportunity to be on there, and you have a great day, and stay tuned. This is going to be a great Congress.
Well, we'll certainly be staying tuned, sir. Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.